各位听众大家好，我是 Mandy 文许婷。在今日圣诞节的这个专题热线节目当中，先祝大家圣诞快乐啦。今天这个小时的节目，我们是会为大家播出 BC 省长尹大卫和 BC 省财政厅长 Brenda Bailey 贝雅丽的年终专访的。咁啊，佢哋两人咧都喺接受访问嘅时候咧，同我哋咧有讲到明年嘅一啲嘅展望啦，又包括咧系明年嘅一啲施政报告，同埋咧新一份财政预算案，同埋喺经济方面啦、治安方面啦，明年新民主党又希望可以点样做改善到一啲嘅问题咧。咁我喺今次嘅年终专访中咧，问咗省长咧好几个嘅问题嘅，咁我哋依家咧慢慢逐一嚟听一下。省长你好，好多谢咧你接受我哋今次呢个年终嘅专访啊。咁啊，根据咧民调公司 Angus Reid 喺今个月11号公布嘅最新调查咧，发现尽管新民主党以微弱嘅优势取得咗大多数政府，但系咧你自2022年担任省长以嚟咧，认可度仍然系徘徊喺43%到48%之间，而现时最新嘅认可度亦都好稳定，有46%嘅受访者认可你喺2024年嘅工作啊。你会怎样评价你今年自己的表现呢？
There's lots of people in this job who evaluate my performance for me on a regular basis, but I would say that the number one evaluation happened during the election. And what I took from the election results was that people want to give us a shot to address the big issues that they see, whether it's affordability or growing a clean economy or ensuring a strong healthcare system. But they really need to see those results, and they need to see that difference taking place in their communities. And so I'm going to be very focused on those priorities for people in the province and take that feedback with me as we go through 25 and forward for the next 4 years.
省长尹大卫就话咧，好多人都会评价佢本人嘅工作。通过咧今年10月省选嘅结果，佢清楚了解到省民咧希望佢能够为大家咧系解决生活可负担性嘅问题啦，确保 BC 省经济持续增长，改善咧公共医疗系统。省民亦都希望快啲见到改善。因此咧，佢本人咧系会专注应对省民嘅呢一啲优先事项，带住省民嘅反馈咧，喺明年同埋接落嚟执政嘅4年咧，系继续努力工作噶。省长，你早前就宣布咧，省议会系会喺明年嘅2月18号重开啦。届时咧，新民主党政府咧系会发表新一份嘅施政报告嘅。咁啊，新民主党省府会将重点放喺边方面呢？咁我哋咧可以有乜嘢嘅期望呢？
Well, there are four specific areas of focus for us. One is certainly affordability. We've got a middle class tax cut coming to support families, an average of $500 for taxpayers and $1,000 per household. That'll make a real difference for people. It's not a temporary vacation like the federal GST initiative.From paying taxes, a permanent and ongoing tax cut that's going to make a real difference for families. Around ensuring that our economy is growing and that we're developing our province's economy in a way that's increasing everyone's prosperity. So we had the announcement recently about power generation in the province through wind power that's bringing $6 billion in private investment into the province. Initiatives that will develop mining resources and others to create jobs and prosperity.Around ensuring safe communities, addressing issues of mental health and addiction in our streets, make people feel less safe in community, and for the people who are sick in our streets, getting them the care that they need. And then finally, strengthening services at schools and hospitals, healthcare, making sure that people have strong services they can rely on in every corner of the province.
省长尹大卫讲到咧，喺明年嘅新一份施政报告当中咧，首先关注嘅咧就会系生活可负担性嘅问题啊。新民主党省府咧系会兑现佢哋嘅竞选承诺啦。施政报告咧会涵盖减税政纲，将每年咧额外减免年度个人入息税10,000元，即系咧相当于为我哋 BC 省家庭减税超过1,000元，个人减税超过500元，舒缓咧民众嘅生活压力噶。施政報告亦都會確保經濟增長，發展經濟。較早前咧，尹大衛話，省府咧已經宣布 BC 水電局咧通過電力召集計劃啦，係選定咗9个風力發電項目噶，為 BC 省咧係帶嚟更多嘅電力供應。 而有关项目的开发和建设将能够带来50亿元至60亿元的私营资本投资，可以创造更多的工作机会。报告当中亦都会提到一些改善治安的措施，解决街头上存在的精神健康和癖瘾问题，令到民众在社区感到安全，令到癖瘾人士获得应有的治疗。报告亦都会在学校和医院项目上有所着墨，加强相关的服务。省长早前的预测就估计，我们BC省2024年至2025年财政赤字是会达到94亿元，比早前的预测是要高。而明年新民主党省府亦会公布新一份财政预算案，你会怎样在制定新预算案的同时考虑到庞大的赤字呢？新民主党政府会不会承诺继续维持现有的公共服务呢？
Yes, we have to reduce the deficit over time. We've got to ensure that government spending is focused on frontline services for British Columbians, like healthcare and education and transit and transportation investments. And I've instructed the finance minister to ensure we have declining deficits over time, but not to do it at the expense of people, to make sure that people are supported. I know a lot of people are struggling with affordability. They need those services like healthcare.So we're not going to do it by harsh cuts. We're going to do it through careful analysis of our spending to make sure we're only spending on that frontline service and not on administration and red tape. And we're going to grow the economy to help ensure we have those resources to deliver services for people, making sure that we're creating jobs in every corner of the province. This will be a key focus of the government over the next period.
尹大卫就承认啊，新民主党省府咧系需要一段时间逐步减少赤字，当局咧亦都需要确保所支出嘅资金系持续为省民提供前线必要服务啦，如医疗保健同埋教育、运输同公共交通同埋资本投资。尹大卫都话咧，佢已经指示新任财政厅长贝亚丽 （Brenda Bailey）。当局亦会对财政开支进行分析，确保省府的财政赤字逐年下降，同时不削减提供给省民的服务。因为很多省民目前仍然面临生活可负担的挑战，他们需要如医疗等的服务。省府将不会大幅削减这方面的开支，同时是支持经济增长和创造更多的工作职位。而我在访问我们BC省财政厅长贝亚丽的时候，亦都问到了类似的问题。厅长，作为新任的财政厅长，你会怎样在新一份财政预算案当中着墨，还有你对我们BC省民的承诺又是什么呢？
Yes, what I would say to that question is that as the new finance minister, I'm going to be working to build a pathway to balance budget. And this is very important for us because we know that we need to really focus on financial sustainability. And that work may take successive budgets, but it's very, very important work. And so what's also important is that the Premier and I agree, he's been very clear that we won't do this work by putting more costs onto people. We heard very loud and clear during the election that people were feeling the effects of affordability, and we want to make sure that we support people about affordability while we're also working on this pathway to balance. And so how do we do it? Well, how we'll do it is we'll be very careful with our own spending. And you have seen us already move forward with a temporary hiring freeze for the public service. But we will also do it through being very clear with businesses on how we can work with them to grow the economy. And there are many things we can do in this regard. We know that, for example, things like permitting is taking far too long. We're going to fix that. And there's been some good examples already. There was Cariboo Gold Mine, which was permitted in only 13 months, while still having a very rigorous technical review and working closely with the rights and title holders, the First Nations. So we know this can be done, and we will continue to do this work. But there's many other areas of the economy that we're going to focus on growth as well. So I'm very excited about having the opportunity to do this work so that we can grow our revenue side of the equation.
厅长就话咧，佢作为新任嘅财政厅长咧，系会寻找所有嘅方法咧，系去平衡预算啦。佢话呢个对我哋 BC 省嚟讲咧系非常之重要啊，要专注财政可持续性啊。佢话咧咁样咧先可以制定一份成功嘅财政预算案。佢话省长尹大卫同佢本人都同意咧，唔希望咧加重省民嘅负担，因此咧。在支持省民的同时，他们希望可以平衡预算，所采取的方法也是非常小心谨慎的。他说现在大家都知道，其实 BC 省早前已经是宣布是暂停继续外部招聘的。在这方面，他们都希望可以节省一些支出，同时跟各方的企业合作，查看有什么具体的措施是可以帮助到经济增长。咁佢话咧喺经济增长方面咧都有好多嘅工作要做啦，例如系加快一啲许可嘅审批啦。咁佢举例咧话，目前有一啲嘅金矿计划咧，13个月内咧已经系获批，呢一啲嘅项目当中亦都存在一啲嘅技术审查。咁佢话会持续同各方合作，睇下可以点样加快各行业一啲项目嘅许可嘅审批嘅情况。佢话当局会继续呢一啲嘅工作。咁佢亦都对。於擔任財政廳長係感到興奮啦，同埋佢話喺經濟嘅方面咧，其實話有好多其他嘅領域咧係可以去考慮嘅，咁樣咧係可以促進增加咧省府嘅庫房收入。咁廳長啊，可唔可以同我哋講下你啱先提到話削減開支嗰方面咧，即係暫時停止省府人員嘅一啲嘅外部招聘咧，可唔可以同我哋講下詳情，同埋咧其實有冇其他嘅方面嘅一啲嘅削減，你哋係計劃當中咧，同埋咧係有啲乜嘢更多嘅服務咧，係我哋可以喺明年嘅預算案當中睇到咧。
We're going to make sure that we deploy our resources very carefully.So we're not hiring any external workers into the public service, but we will use the workers who we already have to make sure that we're continuing to deliver the frontline services people rely on. That's our focus. So that's one avenue that we'll be taking. And the other, as I said, is to grow the economy. And there's many different ways we can do this. I spoke a little bit about the opportunities in mining. We know right now there are 17 potential mining projects.Which would bring $35 billion into our economy. That's very important to us. We also know that we have doubled our technology sector over the last 7 years, and there are many, many opportunities to continue the growth in technology and to take some innovation and apply it to traditional sectors. So there's a lot of work that we can do here, and this is going to be very important as we increase the revenue side.
厅长贝亚丽就话咧，佢哋省府咧会确保小心咧咁样去分配资源啦，同埋咧啱先讲到咧，佢依家暂时咧系暂停去招收新嘅政府员工啦，咁啊希望咧用现有嘅员工咧去为我哋省民咧系提供各样前线嘅机要服务啦，呢个系佢哋依家专注嘅地方。同埋咧，貝亞麗覺得咧，要促進經濟增長咧，其實係有好多唔同層面嘅工作可以做嘅。咁佢就舉例咧，其實喺我哋 BC 省嘅礦產業咧，有好多嘅潛在嘅機會，因為咧有17個潛在嘅項目咧，如果一旦都成功可以做到咧，就可以為我哋 BC 省咧係帶嚟530億嘅經濟收益嘅。咁佢亦都講到咧，過去7年咧 ，BC 省嘅技術行業咧嘅規模亦都係擴大咗1倍啦。咁有好多嘅機會咧，係可以俾有關個行業咧去促進經濟繼續增長，同埋咧將一啲創新嘅一啲嘅技術咧可以帶翻去傳統嘅產業嚟嘅。咁當然咧，貝亞麗承認咧有好多嘅工作咧，亦都會繼續做嘅。依家講到嘅就係利用一啲咁樣嘅機會咧，嚟增加 BC 省嗰個庫房嘅收入。廳長啊，可唔可以都再同我哋講下啦？喺我哋明年新一份嘅財政預算案中咧，我哋省民係可以期望省府會繼續為大家提供啲乜嘢服務咧，同埋會唔會亦都有一個承諾咁樣咧
？We are not planning to cut any services for people.We know that this is a time when people very much need services. The economy has slowed. It's expected to only grow by 0.9% this year, 2024, but next year, a better rate, 1.9, although TD is predicting 2.1. So further growth next year, and we have to continue that economic growth. But it's not our intention to reduce the deficit by cutting services. It's our intention to spend within the constraints that we have and also to grow the economy.
貝亞麗咧就重申咧，新民主黨省府咧係唔會削減提供俾省民嘅服務。佢話咧，依家省民咧係需要好多咧服務咧去支持嘅日常嘅生活嘅。咁佢亦都承認咧，即係話依家我哋 BC 省嗰個經濟嘅增長放緩啦。咁啊，即係最新嘅即係預測嚟計咧，2024年嗰個經濟增長咧就係0.9%。咁啊，亦都即係話預測咧。是明年2025年的经济增长呢是接近2%，甚至呢是道明银行 TD Bank 呢它的报告当中呢它的预测呢就是明年的经济增长是2.1%。咁佢就話咧，係省府係承諾咧，係唔會咧，係即係話喺平衡預算嘅同時去削減俾大家嘅服務啦。咁佢係希望咧喺現有，咁啊希望咧係利用目前所有嘅資源當中咧，係去作出一啲嘅支出，同時咧係尋求一啲嘅方法咧，去令到經濟咧增長嘅。咁我依家咧又要問翻省長尹大偉啦。咁啊，尹大偉剛才咧已經喺較早前嘅訪問當中有同我哋講到咧，確保經濟增長嘅一個重要性啦。咁啊，省長啊，大家都知道咧，美國當選總統特朗普早前咧就已經威脅咧，喺明年1月20日上任嘅時候咧，就會對加拿大所有產品咧去徵收25%嘅關税啦。你會點樣同其他省區首長同埋聯邦政府合作，一同去應對潛在嘅威脅咧
？This is a major threat to Canadians certainly and British Columbians, to jobs here, to many families in the province.But it's equally a threat to affordability and to jobs for Americans. There are a lot of American companies that depend on products that come from Canada. There are a lot of Americans that depend on things like softwood from British Columbia to build more affordable homes for Americans. And so this tariff is also going to hurt them. So we have two parts to the strategy to respond to this. One is to work with the Government of Canada and other premiers, and actually we're meeting today to discuss that strategy.To ensure that all Americans know the cost of what it means to impose tariffs on Canada, that they're going to be the ones who pay for it. And the second piece is around trade diversification. Knowing that we're going into a four-year period with President-elect Trump, that it's unpredictable, we need to ensure that we're continuing to expand our trade ties to other countries so we're not subject to the whims of just one administration.This is one of the advantages that British Columbia has, being on the West Coast. We have access to the whole Pacific Rim and all of the Asian Pacific countries. And we've started that work already. We started that work when we formed government. And we're less reliant on the Americans than many other provinces. We have to expand that work because we can't be dependent on just one country or just a couple of major trading partners.
省長就話：呢個係對於加拿大同 BC 省好多家庭同埋工人嘅潛在威脅啦，但係同時咧，亦都損害美國人民嘅生活可負擔性同就業。好多美國企業咧都依賴嚟自加拿大嘅產品，例如係 BC 省嘅軟木材，以用於喺美國興建更多可負擔房屋。因此呢項潛在嘅關税亦都會損害美國人嘅利益，所以咧佢哋有兩個應對關税威脅嘅策略啦。第一係同所有省區首長同埋聯邦政府合作。較早前咧，佢哋亦都召開咗兩次嘅視像會議，去商討對策啦。咁啊，確保所有美國人民認識到潛在關税嘅代價啦。第二咧就係貿易多元化，指特朗普重返白宮係會帶嚟不確定性啦。佢哋需要確保繼續擴大同其他國家嘅貿易合作，唔會只係同單一國家係貿易。咁啊 ，BC 省喺西岸有好多嘅優點啦，係可以同好多嘅亞洲國家咧去展開合作。省新民主黨咧自執政以嚟咧已經喺有關方面咧係開展工作噶啦。咁我哋咧喺第一節嘅專題熱線當中咧，啱先大家都聽咗好多咧省長尹大偉同 BC 省財政廳長貝亞麗咧 主要是讲到他们明年的工作一些的展望啦，包括施政报告和财政预算案啦，也都有展望明年的经济啦。那我们在稍后的新闻广告回来呢，会继续和大家播出省长和财政厅长的年终专访的。